Car insurance in the Philippines versus Japan. While we were peacefully driving down a road in the Philippines, we were hit by a reckless driver, causing damage to our car. What's more difficult is that we can't get it repaired right away due to the policies of our insurance company. Besides the fact that we do not have a car to use, it was such a headache to fix the documents. And like in Japan, there is nothing to worry about in a similar situation such as this. I hope the insurance companies in the Philippines will try to look at some insurance guidelines in other countries so that their clients will always be satisfied. We cannot deny that there is a big gap between Japan and the Philippines when it comes to development. Hopefully, we Filipinos will be disciplined like the Japanese by simply following the traffic rules and being honest about many things. Surely, our beloved country will also move forward. Furthermore, the tax that is being collected from us should also be put to good use. Let us also support government programs. We should unite and love each other toward advancement. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Having a government insurance in Japan, Tayumi, not her real name, is a Japanese resident. She became sick when she stayed in the Philippines. When she came back to Japan after recovering from sickness, she was surprised that she could already refund the 40% of what she had spent for her treatment in the Philippines. This was because she has a government insurance. So to all the residents of Japan, if it happens that you will become sick or confined in a hospital while staying in other countries, please take care of your medical receipts, doctor's prescriptions, and medical certificates. You just need to have this translated into Japanese, and then you can already apply for a refund with your government insurance. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Getting a tax refund. Getting a tax refund in Japan became strict. It was not the same as before, that only one member of the family will be sent a tax refund. For example, if there were 5 members in the family, all of the 5 members will be sent a tax refund. The sad part is, each member will have to pay their remittance fee. If our salary is being deducted with tax, we have the right to get a tax refund, whatever type of visa we may have. It is just sad to think that many of our fellow citizens are not aware of this. So if you have questions and concerns, you may consult the government. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Low income, expensive rent. Daniel and Salvi, not their real names, were promised a good job by a big company in Japan. They immediately applied for a visa, and by God's grace, they were issued a training visa which is valid for 3 years. When they arrived in Japan, they were shocked that the company was not big at all. It was just a small company and was very far from the company that they were expecting. Worse is, Their boss lets them sleep in a container van that seems to be a warehouse. Eventually, their working hours were being decreased, resulting in lower salary. Their income became low, but the rent of the container van where they were staying was still expensive, which cost 33,000 yen monthly. To Filipinos who want to work in Japan, please make sure that what your recruiters offer and promise are true, so you won't be spending more instead of saving money. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Became sick because of too much hard work. Vivian, not her real name, was working hard in Japan for her family until she got seriously sick. She returned to the Philippines to recover. All of her hard-earned money was used for her treatment. This is where all of Vivian's savings went. Since she had a residence visa, she decided to return to Japan when she recovered. She worked again, morning and night, to recover what she had spent and to support her family in the Philippines. But Vivian's surgery gave out again, and her wound opened. She was rushed to the hospital. Thank God she survived. So to my fellow Filipinos, let us not abuse our bodies. We only have a single body. The money we earned might not be enough for our treatment when we get sick. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! A lot of money in exchange for weak health. Gina Lynn, not her real name, was working hard in Japan. Like some Filipinas, she was a factory worker in the morning and an entertainer at night. According to her, she does this to save money and to have a better life. She rarely talks to her relatives in the Philippines and socializes with his friends in Japan. It seems that she worships her job so much that when she wakes up in the morning, it was the only thing on her mind. Until the day Gina Lynn was struck by illness. Her back pain became frequent until she was completely paralyzed. My fellow citizens, money is indeed important, but our health is more important than money. We only have a single body. Let's not abuse it. We should enjoy ourselves and take a break once in a while. Let us remember that when it's time for us to leave this world, we will not be able to take with us the material wealth that we have worked hard for. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Plan of robbery to a massage parlor. In a massage parlor in the Philippines, a client came in and reserved 6 rooms. Beside the parlor is a travel agency. The client also inquired there and asked for a package tour in Palawan that is good for 6 persons. The owner of the parlor was very happy because there were many clients that day. The manager told the man that he should get a massage first before his friend arrived because they only had 3 rooms available. But they made many excuses, and he himself chose the room he wanted. Also, his eyes were obviously uneasy. When the manager noticed that the client had bad intentions, he told his staff, "Michael, is my police nephew coming already?" After hearing this, the man was shocked and said that he will take a bath first before getting a massage and he will just come back. My advice to everyone is to be vigilant so that we can't be fooled by those with bad intention. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Headline: Japanese Murdered. A 48-year-old Japanese man was shot and killed inside a van. Although the motive for the crime was not made public, there were rumors that he was arrogant and abusive. My advice to everyone is stay humble despite the success we are enjoying. Avoid being arrogant and making false promises to our countrymen. Do not take advantage of the Japanese or any other nationality just because they have a lot of money. For foreigners, please do not abuse the weakness of others. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! Rich friend fooled and deceived by best friend. Aga, not his real name, was earning a lot of money but still doesn't have proper papers in Japan. His best friend told him that he will help him get a visa and that he knows someone who is willing to marry him. Aga trusted his friend. He paid for everything necessary to get his friend's document fixed. He also got him a place to live near him. He even provided his transportation in going back to the Philippines so that the paper of the woman whom he will marry will get settled immediately, until the time comes when he has to pass the documents. His best friend no longer accompanied him to the embassy. Upon arriving there, Aga suddenly exploded in anger, as it turned out that all his documents were all fake. When he went to his best friend's house to confront him, the swindler had already left, and it was a week ago when he said to the realtor that he was already leaving because they were moving house. To make matters worse, he was arrested by immigration and imprisoned while being investigated. A week later, he got to return home to the Philippines with just a small amount of savings. All I can say is, let's be careful with fake friends and remember that in every forest, there is a snake. Let us also remember that success is not sweet without hard work. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you! The defamation of friendships. In our daily life, we get to meet many friends. Some are real and some are like snakes. Will tell us fake information and spread lies about someone for us to get angry and have a different perspective on someone or something. Brothers and sisters, don't just easily believe what others say. It is best to verify this first with the person involved, to avoid conflict or misunderstanding. Others will manipulate you for you to get mad at someone they wish to destroy. Again, beware of hypocrites. This story is originally written by Vicky Ozawa. Please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel and Facebook page, Mag-usap Tayo by Vicky Ozawa, for more true stories of Pinoy Diaries and to watch our live stream every Monday, 12 p.m. Japan time. Thank you!